right, it's 6 o'clock. We have a quorum. All of us are here, plus one. And the first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from August 17, 2024. Any comments on the minutes?
You did send in a couple of items for correction, but nothing.
I think I marked as being absent for the schedule and the adjournment. It should be his absence. Speak up. Or if that was.
No, that's probably it.
Yeah, you worked with us.
Okay. No, I think they just had the wrong
person. Yeah,
I've got collector of being here and you absent. That should have been reversed. Yeah. So that's my goal.
We'll fix that. I move that we approve the minutes with the attendance changes and Judy's submitted grammatical changes.
Second.
All
right.
Public comments, items not on the agenda, those over a certain age. Everyone here has a purpose.
Like everything, yeah, everybody here is either here to listen in or has stuff. So.
All right. Items for discussion or action. We'll start with the airport construction projects, FAA grant projects.
1230, the last couple of lights we've been told are in. They're scheduled to be installed Monday. And that's just the light fixtures, not the.
They were. Right, the signs are there, but we can get a flight check by the FAA.
So the
navies
are.
Well, we have to flight check.
Right.
Yeah. But as soon as the lights are changed out, then we can call and schedule the flight check.
Yeah.
Other than that, we did notice a couple of little items for the cleanup that we'll have to work with the contractor to take care of. I think all in all, we're pretty well good to go.
It's getting close.
Solar power project, if you did notice as you drove in, no work was going on. The start has been delayed by a couple of weeks just because they are waiting for a couple of pieces of equipment that are scheduled to come in at the end of this week. Next week, Mid-Am will be replacing the transformer out there. That's going to happen on the 18th. And so that kind of gives the window for that to get done. And then Mid-Am's out of it. And it's just literally all the contractor doing the work. So right now, the 23rd is the projected start date. If they can start a little earlier or you can get things moved in late next week, we'll let them do that. Be ready to actually do work on the 23rd rather than just bringing things in like contractors typically do day one.
When they swap out that transformers, there's expected to be an impact to power.
There will be some side. Yes, there could be power outages for about 4 hours.
What's impacted from
terminal building light. And carry
ones. Okay. Super. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. We're doing a pre-outage meeting on the 16th, and everybody's been invited to that meeting as well.
So awesome.
Terminal building, no real update there other than we're still anticipating the FAA giving some type of award in October-ish with the start of the fiscal year. I did have a chance to meet with the FAA regional acting director while I was in Kansas City, and the conversation that I had with him was not super enthusiastic. The process has kind of turned more political as opposed to being an internal FAA program, which I think everybody expected, with it being led by Washington. So that's where it's at. We're still hopeful. The next item, the five-year engineering consultant request for qualifications. Every 5 years, and it's actually been six because we didn't have an FAA project last year, we go out for an engineering RFQ. It's our consultant services for all of our FAA projects. Some of you that have been on the board for a while have done this already. Others that haven't, it's part of the process for ensuring FAA projects remain eligible for reimbursement. Basically, what happens is we put a big do you want to work for us letter out there and ask people to submit their qualifications, the recent projects, history. The draft RFQ is in the document. or is in the packet, and it'll list out what we hope to do in the next 5 years. So this is a lot longer than we'll probably get to in 5 years, but it does also include the potential construction of the terminal building. The FAA did sign off and including that into this one rather than having to do a separate RFQ specifically for that project. But otherwise, it is our essentially next 5 years worth of AIP projects, and the timeline would be that we publish it officially on the 1st. RFQ responses would be due back November 10th. Then commission interviews would be at the December meeting. And the way we've done it in the past, if we get more than like three or four submittals that are quality submittals, we'll do a subcommittee or evaluation committee where we'll grab an airport commission member. Usually there's a member from Public Works and Purchasing, and we'll do a preliminary round to narrow down that scope and then recommend three or four to the commission for finalist interviews. Usually if they're three or four, we just pass everything through straight to the commission. So it kind of depends on how many we get and the quality of everything, but that's the process, that's the plan. If everybody's okay with the document that's in there, FAA's seen it and signed off on it, we'll kind of make the prep work to publish that and have it out the door on the 1st of the month.
I imagine it's largely the same as the past.
It's outside of the list of
things,
projects. It is 100% copy paste.
You wrote it once.
Once you wrote it, you don't need to rewrite it unless the FAA says so.
Before you keep moving forward, I have a question to both of you about did you have a follow-up meeting with Peter about the terminal
project? I've not had a meeting with Peter. So what we have, I need to send it. I'm planning on sending it sometime next week. They drafted frequently asked questions. How would you describe it? It's like an executive summary so that we can send them something that isn't, I had some feedback from Mike. We have talked a little bit about it. I think it's just a matter of getting into it. I'm trying to remember the email that you sent me about discussions with the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
They sort of laid out how much they had been to GA terminal products. And
yeah,
it wasn't super
optimistic.
It's not great.
It was like $1 million.
So
it's projects. And that came from some of the conversation with Carl and I had with our FAA planner.
That's when he said it was for GA running about stuff.
Yeah,
people expect.
So I'm going to send it to Peter, but I think it's really important that the commission has some very realistic expectations that what we want is probably not going to happen. And how we achieve it is going to be difficult. Because a lot of those places they had seed money that they were using to do the evaluation, or they had raised money to do some of it, and this like what they needed to. Thermometer.
Yeah.
Like, how much money do we have towards the next project? And they were like just asking for the rest to finish it off. And it's like we're not at all. Hope you like it. But we're gonna have to figure it out.
Well, we'll talk.
Well, we will see how the process goes.
Yeah.
Getting the thing funded. So long story short. I'm planning on sending Peter that FAQ next week. I have the draft written. I just need to send it this week. So Peter is the
Vice President for Student Relations.
Yes.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew he had a VP title. I couldn't remember the chariot. But, yep.
Yeah. So that may be the next step in getting various big players involved, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
High V.
Well, yeah.
Whoever.
DOT grant projects, again, this is on the list. We don't have anything active in the DOT world, and I have the DOT world. Our next grant application opportunity will be next April-ish. Dovetailing with the start of the budget conversation, but in the CIP program, I do have a couple, well, I do have a project that assumes we don't get the grant money for the terminal building to kind of go after state money to do HVAC upgrades to this one and then the maintenance shop and kind of catch our AC unit replacements and do all of that in one fell swoop. So kind of planning on, but we are going to have to, if we don't get money for the terminal building, we are going to have a, you know, pretty solid conversation of where do we go from here.
Mm-hmm. Question for you, potentially Jennifer, when there are projects for building replacements within the city, are they typically funded by grants or is it city monies that go towards building of new replacement buildings? Because there have been a few city buildings that have been built over the last like 5 years.
And I think there was a fair amount of grant funding for the public works building, but I couldn't tell you if it was 100% grant funded or if, you know, how much the city did contribute towards that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't remember either. The trans facility was...
I know they've been applying for grants.
That was a grant project, yeah. and that was with the Federal Transit Authority. Yeah. But I don't know the percentages of... It was a good chunk of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's conversations about City Hall and more fire stations and... Those things tend to be local. There's no grant money for that type of stuff. So,
yeah. Okay.
So a little bit of a mix.
Yeah.
But we can get more details if you want.
Yeah.
The 25 to 2030 CIP projects, I did throw that in there. So you can kind of see how that looks within the city. The city this year has rolled out some new software to manage the capital program, which makes it a heck of a lot easier to give you reports like this. But basically, this is kind of the next 5 years of stuff that we're essentially attempting to do. 2025 is either going to be going to be the terminal building, the historical environmental review, or the going after the HVAC money through the state program to upgrade this building. 2026, again, we jump into the FAA system with the runway maintenance work, possibly building construction, and then our second phase of airport solar. And then we come back and we start working on the airport apron expansion. That one split up into two phases where we basically take size of what we do thanks to football game days. but when you've seen Falcon 7 on here that takes up 80% of the land with one airplane, we need it.
What year was that again, Mike?
2027 and 28. So a couple of years out yet. And then in theory, 2 years worth of project, but... and then we do some more pavement maintenance with the taxiway. And then 2029, at least for a major ticket item, we've got the, where I'm still trying to replace the fuel cabinets that are by that point in time going to be almost 4 years old. so that's kind of where it is. The $100,000 a year local match money doesn't go very far. That's where it's at. And then we still got, things that are out there. I know Judy had asked about, can we paint the buildings that she's been asking for like the last 6 or 7 years. We've got the South Hangar development that, if nobody's building anything, what do we do with that? Do we try to build our own? There's still plenty of need and money we don't have. Then on the back of that page on 28 of the packet is actually the FAA project list. So these are all scored. If you look at the NPR, that's the rating in the FAA system. 100 is basically the top already working all the way down to zero. Our projects are scoring theirs, but runway projects like what we have been doing were things that scored in the 90s and are getting all of the discretionary money. But we're going to have, and we talked about this a couple of times, where we're going to have to wait and stage these things where we're building up money and using our entitlement dollars to fund a good chunk of the stuff. And that only comes in at $150,000 a year. So you're going to be built up 2 or 3 years at a time to be able to do a project without discretionary money.
I think I knew that snow removal equipment was FAA grant eligible.
It is.
Yeah,
with caveats.
I'm sure. But yeah, but that's good.
Yeah,
now
it is,
because yeah, you've been talking about Vanity Creative.
We had. When was the last time we applied for something like that? Or has we been just using an equipment replacement budget, right?
Say that again.
We've just been using like equipment replacement budget.
So yeah, each piece of equipment we have a replacement fund that we pay into, so that at the end of the life of the piece of equipment we can replace it. As far as the building goes, there's no real fund that we're paying into for a building. The FAA does have a program where, you know, they'll also pay for equipment to some degree. There's, again, it's a formula. Airports of certain sizes are supposed to have certain pieces of equipment. The one thing with that is if we get something bought by the FAA, it literally can't be used by anybody else but the airport. So we use our equipment now to kind of barter and trade other work around the city and other properties by prospect and so, you know, it's like everything else is barter and trade. So that's some things that, because of that, I have not been going after the equipment money that we could get because it takes a rare opportunity to do some of that stuff. If anybody does have any other projects they want to kind of have priced out or taken a look at, for the city side, the city CIP program has to be submitted tomorrow, and then they lock the system and they start the internal review of the entire list of projects through the city. But you know, we can still be doing some of these pricing and figuring out where to place stuff, but there's something that everybody is agreed that we need to either move up or move back or.
How much would it cost to get that thing?
That one individually probably about $20,000, maybe $25,000.
That's not the first thing people see when they're coming here.
I see your hanger and I raise you dead trees.
That's dangerous. Yeah.
That's a real point.
We're down the trees one branch at a time.
Storm at a time.
Yeah, pretty much storm. We came in here, it was last week, and we were driving in. My wife said, so when are you taking all these trees? And I was like, when they produce money.
Can we sell it?
No, because they're asked for.
Yeah. Was the CIP what we have historically been talking about using for the Riverside sidewalk to
yes.
the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
That would come under the Parks and Rec program.
That one I would love to do at some point. That one's a lot
yeah.
easier.
The last time we inquired in it, basically the city response was, we want to do the corner up here, get that realigned, and then Riverside and Highway 1. Yeah. They want to realign the corner, and then they'll start working on the trail system kind of collectively down the river.
Because they've got the whatever ferry thing.
Yeah. Yep.
And yep. It's like looking down the block and your neighbors have a fast internet. They're like, why can't you just run it to here?
And they've, if with within that, they've left the provision so that the trail is along the road, not at the river.
Okay.
And Parks doesn't have anything like for these trees, anything that we can be applying for. I know you've been trying to tie that in with the term of the whole right in the rehab, but if it doesn't happen, maybe it'd be something to go after.
We got the city to cut down 3 trees in our, and the city probably behind us. That's because it was city.
And the airport owned by us?
Yes. Welcome to be an enterprise fund.
Yeah.
Now, we'll hold on.
Did it to me? Or did it to me?
Can't do that.
We can go to
the entrance.
Yeah. I mean,
anyway.
We know the trees need to be taken down, and we're working on budget. I do need to contact I did get the name of the Parks Direct contractor, and they were supposed to send somebody out to give us pricing. I haven't seen anything from her, so I have to check and figure out where that's at. FY26 budget, really, again, just kind of the same story you've heard for the last couple of months. Budget's really tight, and this budget that we're going to put together really needs to have like a massive surplus, which I think we can do because we're not going to have a large equipment purchase coming out of it, but or in order to get our cash balance up, we're going to need like good, 2 really good years of surplus here. The kickoff operations budget is September 24th. Talking with the finance director, they think everything's going to be due back October 21st, so we'll have the October meeting to be able to approve whatever we're planning on submitting. But the subcommittee, which is chair and secretary for the budget, we'll need to meet somewhere in those next couple of weeks to kind of walk through what little bit of control we have over the budget and what we can do. And Chris has been through a couple of times now, so he knows, you know, out of like 10 pages of the budget, there's like 2 we can really manipulate.
As we found out last year, it's not the insurance.
The airport.
Yeah. So that's coming out. Management, the farm management agreement. I think we actually missed this window last year, which is my fault 100%. But we are in the window where we can terminate the farms agreement with Farmers National Company. I'm obviously not recommending that, but in the past we have made a conscious choice as a commission that you guys have wanted to keep it going for 20 years. And so it's been going on for like 50 years at the airport. So it predates me, but it's a good agreement. And I did give you a copy of the current farm lease if you wanted to see what was in there. John Millman's and I met last week. We're probably going to end up renegotiating. I don't know if the farmer has officially terminated the lease. Both of us have the ability to terminate the farm lease. We were going to because we like the money, and if we did it, it's because it's going to go down, or that's the desire of the farmers to bring the price down again. So they may have terminated the lease in an effort to renegotiate for a slightly lower price. But I haven't heard from John if that officially happened or not.
That's been a solid income stream.
But it's so, it's a good income stream.
And we're not going to lose.
So,
yes.
So, So T hanger lease language is probably the one we're going to have the most discussion tonight. I did throw the template of the T hanger lease in the packet. Last month, the kind of the triggering thing was we had the hanger rented by the ambulance company owner who had an airplane, sold the airplane, and it kind of merged into the ambulance operation with storing ambulances, not aircraft. Since last month, I talked to him. He's actually given up the hangar, and we've returned it to an actual airplane renter. So within 30 days, that was taken care of. I actually took care of that in about 2 weeks. The question is, following the conversation, the airport commission was, wanted to maybe take a look at language for hangar queens or active aircraft or ways we could encourage active aircraft. Looking around at different leases across the state, it's just like airports. Everybody does something slightly different. So it's if there's something you really want to focus on, Maybe we can figure out some language to make that work. The active aircraft thing, where like if you're going to require an aircraft be airworthy, that gets a little murky because we also have home builders that don't get airworthiness certificates until their flight test. So you have kind of that balance that we have to strike. Otherwise, we do in we require liability insurance. Aircraft, if a tenant does sell an airplane while they have the hangar, they do have 90 days to replace that airplane, or we can take the hangar back. That language is in there already, but if there are, we'll pass these out. I do have a couple of example clauses. People stack. That I was able to find, and I did talk to Cedar Rapids. Cedar Rapids doesn't have any active aircraft language in their leases. That was one place I did turn to. So it's what does the commission want to do? Is there a priority or objective that you guys want to accomplish? And then I can kind of take it from there and give you maybe an updated lease, or we can just keep going as we've been going. Our hangars are full with the exception of the one, or let me rephrase that. All our hangars are rented with the exception of the one hangar I do keep for emergency use. We have, about half a dozen hangars that airplanes probably haven't seen the light of day in quite some time. Matt and I went through the kind of the hangar roster, and I think we kind of agreed about that number based on, just the people we had and the airplanes that we know about. We do have a handful of hangars where airplanes split their time from here to another location, or they're, so we have hangars that are empty for a small period of time.
Not worried about it.
So, yeah.
Maybe the same cloud merge here seems reasonable. Active and operational.
I just want to clarify for Ryan and Warren, since you have leases, you'll have to speak. You can't speak as a commission member on it because you're conflicted, but you can speak as a hangar tenant. So you'll just want to clarify that. Yes.
Yeah, and it wouldn't apply to me, but
that's what I want to say is key to the same. I mean, how much effort is it going to be to kick somebody out of a hangar?
I mean, that's
as the contract's written,
pretty easy.
Well, also the contract, yes, I understand easy. I mean, like physically airplane out of hangar, like get the airplane out, it's in the contract, yes, but I mean, is Jet Air going to tow an airplane out of the hangar or is the airport going to go pull the airplane out of the hangar?
Do we have a ramp charge, Mike?
No, we still don't charge for ramp.
I feel like we might have had a published $3 a month or something like that or something really.
We did at one point in time try to start the overnight rental fees.
But but it was there as a concept so that people didn't pull junk out and put it the other way.
Yeah, leave. generally, we don't
park the street closely. I think there's been a few that have been close over the years.
I know over the years we've had people do long term, have an airplane out there while they're waiting for a hangar for 4, 5, 6 months. But we generally, in the 20 years I've been here, that's been, three airplanes.
Yeah. Right.
We don't typically rent the hideouts as a rental.
We don't have any space.
Yeah.
Well, I just mean that is the consequence, Ryan's talking about, is you pull them out.
Yeah.
Where are they going to go?
Yeah.
And then they're probably out running. Now they're an eyesore and they're in the way. But.
So, yeah, I guess from my hangar tenant perspective, unless we have no fight to be able to go and, unless we're going to start fining them, and then it's, how do you collect the fines, and then...
Well, they're paying for the hangar.
They're paying for the hangar.
If they were defaulting on their lease.
That's a whole
that'd
different.
Be different.
And
yeah,
that's
yeah.
a totally different. Different thing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Then we actually have eviction processes we can go through, just like
yeah.
And then we're right back to your process. So
yeah, but I guess would we evict just... for would breaking the contract regardless? Even
I mean,
if you put
something like this, the St. Cloud clause
yeah.
in there, and they were violating it, that would be a default of the lease.
And
we
could
choose,
you know, whether as a commission, so we could choose.
Yeah,
how rigorously each of course.
Yeah, that typically
yeah.
like
that's
any, what any time we start where we need to like take legal action on anything that's coming to the commission.
Seems like we should just keep it the way it is for another year.
That's what I would
say.
I'm
actually
people
are signing
are
it
have,
right now for the
yeah.
year.
We're
going
to evaluate it.
Well,
I mean,
this,
they're already going up a little bit in price.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not the issue for. And I'm not actually advocating for really changing the language of the lease agreement, because when you look at it, it says it shall be used primarily for storage or construction of aircraft consistent with the FARs and the minimum standards.
So
to me,
storage.
That would mean it needs to be airworthy. It needs to have had its annual. It needs to have had minimum standards. Consistent with the federal aviation regulations and the minimum standards.
I didn't from the minimum standards.
That's probably the like for the grant money, right? The standards.
So minimum standards are I mean, for T hangar renters, we don't really have anything. Minimum standards are more for corporate operators, where you're ensuring a base level service and you have base requirements for that level of service. Like if somebody wanted to come in via FBO, they got to meet a certain level of standard. That way, you know, both Jet Air and the FBO are playing by the same set of rules.
Yeah.
Same thing with flight instruction or any of those operators. You know, you have space requirements and whether it's hangar space or master space,
mm-hmm.
or you have the same set of requirements so that if they want to do that service, these base levels. Now they can certainly go above and beyond it, but as a standard, they have to provide these base level of services. Like I said, for tenants, because it's a private use, there's no real minimum standards. It's just outside of having an airplane in there. The purpose of the hangar is to store it.
I'm not advocating for changing these this year. I'm advocating for updating the language next year.
Yeah, and I think
because we are
in that transition period, my intent was if the commission wanted to do something, these would be for leases for starting in 2025.
Right. Now, what I would like to do, because I don't want to do a lease agreement change at the start of the next fiscal year and then immediately like set the dogs loose on. Like that's not what I'm trying
yeah,
to
do. Right.
Yeah.
But what I am trying to do is cede the idea to anyone who has a plane that hasn't flown in 10 years that's sitting in the hangars.
Yeah.
I would like to have a conversation with them and start communicating with them that, hey, this is coming. And it's September now. In July, we're going to be updating, letting you know we're going to be updating this. This plane isn't flying by then.
Well, what and
we, yep. we this language could apply.
Let me dovetail on that, because Jennifer and I did kind of have this conversation of if the airport commission wants to change the language, perfectly fine. We have basically until kind of August. We're going to need to do some formal approvals. I'm sure. Once we do that, we can start telegraphing that new language. Like, there's nothing that says we can't, and it would be good for us to telegraph.
Yeah.
And like, hey, great. This is going to be our new language. If your airplane is not airworthy, you know, you got 8 months, 9 months, 6 months, whatever it is, to start getting that. And yeah,
and need the hangers.
Like, we have literally the last hangar person I got off the waiting list had been waiting for 3 years.
Yeah. I would argue that getting a clause like this in the lease is actually in alignment with our strategic plan, because we said we want to bring people to the airport. People who don't come to the airport to use their plane that is in a hangar are not contributing to the airport. Get somebody in here who's on the list and has a plane that will use the airport.
Sure.
So if they're signing new leases now, can the letter go out with that saying that we're looking.
No, they've already gone. The agreements have already gone out.
Jennifer, how does that work? If we were to approve language,
just to let her know that something's going to be changing for next year.
Well, we'll do a separate.
A separate one can go out.
Yeah.
Without Jennifer, the final details.
If we approve language as a commission for inclusion of the lease. For lease renewals in fiscal 26.
Okay.
And it goes through all the channels of the city and they give it its blessing. Is there anything?
There won't really be any channels other than I'll take a look at it.
And make sure that it's okay.
And then it'll come back. I mean, the commission.
Is there anything that prevents us from starting to use that lease language with any new leases that would start? But then with renewals, they would get the updated language. And
I don't think that you would be prohibited from, right? Like, say somebody left in March or something. And
yeah.
This person,
then we would use that.
Yeah, I think you could be on the table.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with it casting. Obviously, and probably the minutes will do this a little bit before there's an official decision. I mean, communicating with hangar tenants that. You know, the commission's talking about this. This is the direction they're headed.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing. So if people want to come and tell the commission their thoughts about it, they do that before, they have an opportunity to do that.
Please.
Because then you can do it, and then all of a sudden people say, well, I would, I think it'll be out there, obviously, in the minutes. It's on the agenda. There's nothing wrong with you or kind of saying to somebody, if you know that it's potentially an issue, that this might be coming.
Okay. Yeah. I think it, so my position is I agree with that, the same problem. As a non
yes. Have the right
decisions. Yes. I would like to explore at least getting this language approved, and then we can slot it in for renewals next year. But if new leases that would be signed would include the updated language, so we're off to a good start. And then once we have language approved, then we can start talking about the tenants that have plans that have questionable problems.
Was that in motion?
I'm basically, and then if somebody wants to, do we need a motion?
I think you need a motion. I think just
Jennifer and I will take the lease. And there's a couple other cleanup items that Jennifer and I have talked about. We'll probably include that as well and just call it out for you guys.
Okay.
We'll do another draft lease and bring that to the commission with the language that you're looking for.
Okay.
And then you can, we'll give that, post that somewhere, figure out how to post that up and use that as the, hey, the airport commission is talking about this being the new lease for 2026. Here's your opportunity to come talk about it if you want to talk about it before you vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
So the process might take a couple of months yet, but
yeah, no rush.
We have
the sooner we get it done, I think it's a courtesy.
But we'll get the
what's the backlog in maintenance shop?
We can help with that. Very quickly.
Salary.
Events, a couple of Autocrest events yet this month, nothing too terrible. Pancake Breakfast, we left that on. I didn't get final numbers from the group, but when I talked to them at about 11 o'clock on that Sunday, there were 1,400 or so breakfasts that had been served. This was one of the better crowds I have seen in 12 years. So if you missed out, it was a really good event. I don't know what else to say about it. Then looking forward to it again next year. That is kind of the capstone of our typically planned events for community stuff. If anything else pops up, it's literally just a pop-up thing.
But we'll start all of those conversations again about drive-in movies and pancake breakfast and the Young Eagles. And, one thing that will probably get added to this at some probably next month, once the solar array kind of gets started and we get a better idea of the finishing date, I do want to do a ribbon cutting ceremony announcement, kind of have somebody throw the proverbial switch on it.
Get the background lights.
But yeah, we'll do some type of celebration. I mean, that's going to be.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah.
That's going to be toward, I mean, if the schedule holds, that's going to be towards the end of October. So kind of keep your calendars that last couple of weeks of October pretty big if you keep them.
Last few weeks in October.
The last like week of October. I mean, it'll make it flexible. It's going to turn it on when it's done. But yeah. Or when mid AM says we can turn it on.
That's a good idea.
But yeah, we'll coordinate that.
Are you bringing the name?
We will invite the mayor. We will invite the mayor. We will invite our climate person. We will
partners that we'll have.
Say that again.
Like Heidi, and I don't know what else. Like sponsors, yes, potential partners that we'll have for the terminal
building. I mean, we'll throw it out there. And the UI Foundation.
Water on the floor.
So that's the wraps up events for me.
Well,
on the events, I'm sorry. I noticed that the university is having get to know your university event.
Yeah, they do that every so often.
It's the first time that I see his shop on
program. No, OPL has been on the Notre Dame for several times. I know.
Is there like anything that we've been like into that into
stuff that
we're sending here?
Not really.
We go to find space in our
house.
It's our building, not theirs.
That's true. But we do
less. No, yeah, we do. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
That's something
yeah.
that I kept trying to see. I mean, how the university be related? Like, or, we don't have anything to like that.
They are kind of all on that. But I don't think there's anything we can do this year, but we can see this.
Yeah, I don't know. You sent me that.
Generic stuff, is everything pretty much status quo? The shops wouldn't say pretty busy, flights wouldn't say busy, the fuel sales I would have expected to be down, but it's actually pretty flat with last year. I think it's probably the reason of encouraging people to buy fuel. So it's a state level, which is good, and that's I not that's good. Pancake breakfast was a really good thing. It was too bad O'Neill on like a mission or whatever, on assignment and gone. So sort of put a jet over there for that. But not a lot of flying traffic. That's normal, it seems like. It's a huge community turnout, which is great.
You got a lot from Oshkosh.
Tons of Oshkosh travel through. Yeah, actually that was one of the better years, I feel like, of Oshkosh traffic, which is great. The university football game flyover helicopters ended here after they flew over and took a bunch of fuel too, so that was good.
Did you take the
what's that?
Did you take the picture?
I wasn't here. I was at Galesburg at the National Stadium of Flying. Yeah, so we hosted the Stadium of Flying over in Galesburg. They had 78 stairs over there, which was awesome. And it was perfect weather and everything was good. From junior stuff, maintenance wise, the guys did a good job getting stuff cleaned up for the breakfast. They did a ton of tough work over there, weeding and different things to make it look really nice. So it turned out really well. And then today we saw an elk on the run lane.
Really?
Yeah.
Saw him last night. Is it a big guy?
Yeah.
Here. No. Not here.
Oh,
deer.
A deer. Yeah. No, this is an actual elk. I was like, this
what?
Is a, an actual elk. It
came from the golf course, bro.
Have you seen one in the aisle before? I've never seen one in the aisle.
I just been brown.
Oh yeah. But anyway, yeah, that is like a true.
That is an elk.
What?
But yeah, no, I didn't see that guy.
You don't want to hit that.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that was a part of my afternoon, trying to figure out, call the DNR, like, how do we deal with this?
Yeah. Every case of the weed deal.
Nice rack of it.
Was huge, yeah.
Figure out what farm came from.
No, you don't. Yeah. I wouldn't have to. What's that?
What did DNR suggest?
They really didn't suggest anything. Iowa doesn't have elk.
Is that what they said?
That's not what they said. DNR was like, what is
it? There's a park, or there's a little ranch near Burlington that has elk.
There's one up by
Ely.
Ely?
That
has elk up there.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't have had to have escaped off of something, I would imagine. But, what's that?
I said, call one of the ranchers.
But if you, supposedly there are some elk occasionally spotted in Iowa.
Yeah, it's about like bears in Iowa. They just
turning the wrong way.
Yeah.
Realize it.
Just chase off to the south over there.
For now.
For now, we'll see what happens.
No, I'm still waiting for a
call. Yeah, we'll see one over here. Now we'll see it again.
The right turbo prop comes by at Elk Burgers.
We hit a deer in Burlington in Fort Mass with a game here a couple weeks ago. It's not going to say it didn't happen, it's just something, but it's actually relatively rare. And that would be even worse. So, any questions about
anything? Thank you for my list.
Commission member reports.
Grass runway.
I am tomorrow submitting our letter to the
Okay.
Sweet. And not a lot of land on the grass parallel.
Well, that's our request, or the official request for doing it. Yes.
Good deal. Staff report.
AA Board of Directors meeting is September 17th, so I will be out of the office. I'll probably take my hand from Christmas to New Year's we go.
Next meeting's on October 10th. I plan to be here.
I will still not be here. Probably not be here.
I'll be here.
Are you out?
I'm not. I don't know if I'm going to be
I will.
So that way we don't risk getting to them.
Way back from Colorado.
They'll be the third of us.
You're right. Okay.
They'll be the third of us, and then we are. And then we get more from. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I'll be here. Okay. No problem.
I'll get surprise attendees from the other two. Great.
Yeah. You're invited.
All right.
Motion's over.
Second. All in favor.
All right.